KGRGFM, KGRGFM HD1 Auburn. Also broadcasting on K207, AP 70 Lake Taps 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz. And shoot, it was only 99 cents. I was saying that because, intern Quinn, you told me this morning you found something on clearance.
Yes, I did. I found this wonder. I went to Hot Topic. If you know me, you'll know that I am a Hot Topic addict. I have been since I was an itty bitty bubby. I think I was 6 when I got my first little stuffy from Hot Topic.
It's not punk rock, though.
I know it's not.
Okay, good.
But I went there and they were having a clearance sale and I got a Panic at the Disco t-shirt that retails normally for about $40 and I got it for $5.
Dude, clearance stuff is always dope.
I know.
Like, have you ever been on a really, really good, like, thrift shop trip, like the Value Village or something, you find some really cool stuff?
Yes, I do Value Village and Goodwill and Deseret, and I can get 50, I'll bring like 50 bucks and get a whole new wardrobe.
Right, dude, suits?
It's amazing.
Do you know how expensive suits are?
I got my prom dress from Goodwill, right? I looked it up online, it retails for $300, and I got it on the green tag sale for $2.19!
Woo!
The alterations were $80, but...
Yeah, you still saved money, right?
I know.
I'm super excited for this show this morning. It might be a short one, but it's going to be super sweet. We got your geeky news with the Not So Much With Us show. Matt and Tim are going to be calling in at 6:20, so stay tuned for that. We got a very special edition of the Love Connection hosted by me, and then we're going to deal with your sick back a little early.
Why are you hosting Love Connection?
Because I can.
Yeah!
But stay tuned. Like I said, we got your geeky news with Matt and Tim from the Not Too Much But That show happening at 6:20. In the meantime, we got Warriors Code by the Dropkick Murphys. You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG FM.
Geeky news.
89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz. It's time for geeky news at 6:20.
Yes.
I'm excited.
I know. I'm pretty sure this is mainly what our 6 a.m. listeners might tune it be.
That's all anybody ever listens to. Are you kidding?
I can talk. Yes. English words and advanced phrases I learned in English class.
That you can take here at Green River College. It's greenriver.edu.
Exactly. And make sure you sign up for Journalism 110, too. You'll get school credits and street credit. Right? Is that how you say it?
Woo!
We all know I'm cringy.
You've got street credit, yeah.
Street cred.
It's lit, family.
It's lit.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning, man.
What's up?
You guys sound super awake. How's it going?
Sorry. Yeah, what's going on, man?
Hey, you!
Yeah. You hear that? Yeah, woke up.
I haven't commenced with the stabbing just yet. Calm down.
No, that was cable pound. We like cable pound facts around here.
Nice.
Yeah, quick question. I have to get this all the way. You guys went to Jet City Con, right?
Yes.
Did you try the virtual reality? I thought I saw that on your post.
I did.
How was it?
It was terrifying. I was a bird.
Were you a bird that likes strawberries?
No, but
like
so with the virtual reality thing, I had to flap my arms up and down to get myself off the ground, and then while I was flying, I had to dodge obstacles. Like, there would be random trees in the way, so I had to fly around trees, and then at one point there were volcanoes, because why not?
You should have posted that on Instagram.
Oh, I did. It was great, and then I got Mike on there, too.
I didn't see the one with you. I'm going to go find the one with you.
Would you say you were like pigeon class or like falcon class?
I don't know,
because like you soar quite a bit, so probably around falcon.
Nice.
Like
nice,
once you get going, you get going pretty well, but it takes a little bit to get off the ground.
Once it's going, it's going.
Even afterwards, though, I was still a little like disoriented and trying to like flap my arms to go forward.
That was a great promo.
We should make a bumper of just that. Baka! Baka!
How do you spell that? B A A G A Ska?
Something like that. Wait, you gotta get a K in there for the baka!
Oh, I see the K. Yeah, it's like a silent something. C-A-G-A.
Yeah.
If the next movie that came out wasn't in 3D and it was in virtual reality, would you go see it?
No.
I don't know.
I don't feel like puking.
That would be a lot.
I watched Hardcore Henry, and I had a horrible migraine, and I threw up after.
Ooh.
Yeah, I heard that one. I heard that one was a tough watch.
Yeah, my dad really loved it, and he didn't understand why I was sitting there looking like I was going to die.
Well, like, I think it'd be really interesting to see Doctor Strange, but because I actually just saw that movie last weekend, so I can actually say I saw
trippy.
It now.
Ooh,
so I think I would see it, but I'd have to see it in pieces, like maybe like 30 minutes, half an hour at a time, just to give myself a little bit of a break, because it's pretty immersive.
Yeah, that movie, I heard it was trippy. My boy's going to go see it this weekend. You know, he's going to get a small drink and a popcorn, spend about $30, go see Doctor Strange.
Yeah,
I took my wife to see it. I saw it again. I took her to see it in IMAX. I never saw a movie in IMAX. So we saw it. We got popcorn for breakfast, if you guys really do want to know, and a large Diet Coke is quite delicious.
There you go.
But in IMAX 3D, it's pretty cool. I'm not a big fan of 3D. Actually, I'm not a fan of 3D. But the IMAX, it was an experience. It was definitely louder. And it was like all the trippy scenes when he's in the other dimensions and all that stuff. It was like very vibrant. Like it really hit you. Like it was, it was 3D and that's cool. But like it was just the way the colors and all these visuals came off screen. Those scenes in particular were like really incredible. But all the other scenes were just like the dialogue and all that stuff. It was.
Talking.
And I think that's the only thing that saved that movie for me. If it wasn't for the visuals, I don't think I would have liked the movie as much.
Really? I thought the story was really cool. It was like refreshing. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
It was okay. Like, it was just kind of another Marvel movie for me. I thought that some of the major plot points, or at least major Marvel stuff that I was interested in, they sort of just glossed over.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that
they were just like, oh, yeah, there's an Infinity Stone. I was like, that's a big deal.
Well, let's talk about, like, so can we talk about that?
What stone was it? What color?
It's green. It's a time stone.
Oh, it's the green one? Yay!
So the whole time stone thing, like, spoilers all there. So the time stone thing in the Eye of Agamotto, I didn't like it, like, at all.
That was here. It's my big problem.
One of the major problems with the movie, because... There's so many questions, and kind of the same thing with Vision. Like, all right, that's a time stone. Well, obviously Thanos at some point is getting this time stone. But when he gets this time stone, what happens to the Eye of Agamotto? Are you telling me that the Eye of Agamotto's powers have come from the time stone over, you know, however long they've had it in there? Or does the Eye of Agamotto have its own powers? Because that's that is the relic to Doctor Strange. So it kind of, I didn't like
and my belief is he's going to use the Mirror Universe to recreate the stones in a duplicity so they all have a double stone.
Okay. That way when Vision doesn't get his freaking skull ripped out of his head.
Well, right, and that's another thing. Yeah. It's like, is Vision just in Infinity War? It's like, hey, you're Vision. You have this whatever gem, soul gem, mind gem, whatever it is. And it's like, I'm going to rip it out of you. You're going to die. And like, I hope not, because I love Vision.
Yeah, he's been great.
I like him. I remember, wasn't it an Avengers movie where he popped in first and like Tony Stark was in it?
Yes.
Yeah, that was like, I was like, oh, that's Vision. And my dad was kind of like, well, duh. And I was just so excited.
But I think the part that excites me the most about Doctor Strange came with the whole end credit scene where, like, you finally have this earthbound character who knows what else is going on. Like, most of the earthbound characters, like Tony Stark and Captain America... Any interdimensional thing or, like, outer space thing, you're just like, whoa, what's this? Doctor Strange at least is going to keep his calm a little bit.
Doctor Strange is going to be like, yeah, that's a stone that could kill everybody. All right, right. Just another typical Tuesday.
Yeah, I love that mid-credit scene. Mid-credit scene was my favorite. Loved it.
So
best credit scene ever?
Yeah, my favorite mid-credit scene ever.
Overall, I don't think it's my favorite Marvel movie, but it was okay.
What? How do you compare it to Ant-Man? Just curious.
I liked Ant-Man a lot more. Ant-Man was a lot fun. Was a lot more fun for me. But I also like Ocean's 11 and those really fun heist movies. Now You See Me. That's another really fun one I like.
I liked Now You See Me. The last time I saw Ocean's The last time I saw Ocean's 11 all the way through, I was really young, so it went over my head. But I've seen bits and pieces now, and I'm kind of like, oh, wow, that's actually really cool.
So, like, Ant-Man was more in line with those movies, and those are some of my favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love those. That's a great pull. That is a great movie.
Did you see the second one? Isn't it good?
I haven't seen the second one yet.
It's not. I saw it.
Oh, is it good?
It's not the same. It's not bad, but it's just the first one's better.
I couldn't imagine it would be the same.
No, it's definitely different, but definitely, if you can get off like Redbox or something, like definitely watch it.
Okay.
My favorite Marvel movie is Deadpool.
Fair.
Can't argue with that. Yeah, can't argue with that. No more Tim Miller though.
Now we do have some DC news. William Dafoe is going to show up in the Justice League movie.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any updates on another Suicide Squad or the Harley movie?
Not yet.
Dang it, because I'm more interested in that.
But Defoe's going to show up as on the role of Vulko, who's Aquaman's advisor.
Ooh!
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, I heard like a rumor like that a little while ago, but I don't know much about Aquaman besides Aquaman. So
I knew he cut off his arm, but that's because I had like a book on the Justice League when I was a kid.
So it sounds like they're setting up Aquaman pretty hard, though. So you're going to have Aquaman himself, you're going to have Mira already, you're going to have his advisor. So I'm wondering if that means we're going to get an Aqualad during the Aquaman movie or not.
Huh.
I think it'd be too early to do it. You might hear them mention, like, whatever his real name, like, whatever his other name is.
Yeah.
That you might hear him mention him, but I doubt you'll see, like, a little Aqualad floating around.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know much about Aqualad. Are you guys fans of Aqualad? Is he pretty cool?
I liked him in Young Justice.
Yeah, I liked him in Young Justice too.
I liked his aqua swords. They made me very happy.
When I thought he killed Artemis, though, like I was like, I actually believed it. I'm like, wow, Cartoon Network just did it, or Netflix did it.
I know, it made me. I had a feeling. You go.
Definitely jump a couple years ahead, right? And he's kind of like a dark timeline. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Now go. Sorry.
Yeah, I thought that he killed Artemis for a split second, but then my dad was like, no, I tell you, they didn't. And then she came back, and my dad was like, see, I told you.
Your dad sounds like the Watcher.
My dad.
He's there in like every moment of your like comic book superhero viewing life.
That was our thing. We would always watch.
That's cool.
I have the earliest memories of just eating like, I think it was Cheerios or something, and watching Justice League as a kid with him. That's our thing.
I picture him on like a throne of like milk cartons, with the last Infinity Stone in there, and like your mom's making homemade macaroni and cheese in the background.
Yeah, something like that.
Speaking of, you brought up Harley Quinn really quick. I hope they do a Birds of Prey movie with like Batgirl and Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn and all those people. But I know like earlier in the week I was tweeting out, and Lexi Alexander directed Punisher Warzone. I so bad want to see her direct a Birds of Prey movie. Because she did a great job with that movie. She knows action. She actually is, like, she's like a black belt in karate, so she knows hand-to-hand combat.
Oh.
And she's, like, a big advocate for feminism in Hollywood. So I feel like that's just, like, a huge recipe for success.
You also have the Canaries in, like, the Arrow series, and then White Canary in Legends of Tomorrow. So
how many canaries are there? Where's the red canary? Are we going to get a blue canary? Are we going to get a green one, a purple one, a pink one, an orange one?
As many colors as the Power Rangers.
Exactly. Yeah.
Don't get me started.
The canary, though, she's like my favorite person.
Yes.
Like, oh, she's awesome.
Yeah, I like her.
The white canary in Legends of Tomorrow, she was a great character just to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the first couple episodes of Legends of Tomorrow, and it's not really my thing, so I'm probably not going to watch as much, but I still respect it as a series. But you guys know that the time-traveling dude who brings them all back is Rory from the Doctor Who series, right?
No.
Really?
Yeah, he was in Doctor Who, and he was Doctor Who's companion, so I'm laughing my butt off that he's like a timekeeper or whatever, and he has his own time ship. I'm like, ha-ha, Rory, finally!
Yeah, you sound really excited. I want to go back.
Right, I know, jeez.
Uh-huh. Arthur Darvill, he was Rory.
Now, are you guys a big fan of the series of unfortunate events? Like the books itself?
Yes!
No?
I'm not familiar. I can't say I'm...
I'm not familiar with it at all.
It was a super depressing book series about three orphans who were constantly being bugged by this weird old dude trying to get a hold of their fortune.
And he's always trying to kill them.
Yep. There are 13 books in the series.
Wow.
And these were released
long time ago.
Probably, what, 15, 16 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
There was a really, really bad Jim Carrey movie.
Yeah, In my opinion, that movie was good.
No.
I liked that movie, but for the record, I haven't seen it in 5 years, so that may be why I liked it.
Well, that movie was three different books.
Yeah, I thought that was too much.
Give your short review of that again. That what you just did, that noise. No. That was the best review ever. Like, that's off the jerker.
No.
It was not good at all.
Fine, I'll watch it again and tell you next week what I thought.
Well, this new one's going to have Neil Patrick Harris in it.
What?
And it's going to be a Netflix series.
NPH, How I Met Your Mother.
What?
I'll watch it. If it's Netflix, it'll be great.
Netflix just doesn't show.
And it's going to be released Friday the 13th in January, so we only got a couple more months. I'm excited because the book series, I grew up with it.
Yes.
And then I got let down with the movies. So I'm hoping this one sort of pulls it and knocks out of the park.
Cool.
Yeah, it will. Definitely.
Right?
Did you guys hear, I got to bring two things up. First thing, did you guys hear about the Inhumans TV series coming?
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay. I called Tim right away and I pretty almost, like, I crapped my pants. Because I loved how they're going to do an IMAX, like a 2-hour movie basically in IMAX to premiere it. And then you're getting eight episodes on ABC. And it's starting next fall. It's starting in a year.
So it's almost like what they did with the animated Clone Wars series where they had that movie.
Yeah.
And then they're going to build off it with a series.
Exactly.
What did you do?
That's awesome.
Nothing.
Exactly like that. And they came out and even said that they want this to basically be Game of Thrones in space.
Like, I love it.
I wouldn't mind that at all because they're supposed to be on the moon and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with their dome and all that.
Peter Dinklage is Lockjaw.
Dude, I can't wait to see the casting of this show.
It better be good.
Yeah, because I wasn't a fan of how they treated the Inhumans in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, I think now they're going to have like a TV series alongside, you know, with ABC and alongside Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I think you're going to see now, like, maybe we can see, you know, Daisy, Quake, whatever, interact with Medusa. You know, maybe not, like, just like maybe there's that one episode or that one scene in the finale. And I think that's cool a lot because the Inhumans are like the elders of the Inhuman world. So I want to see, like, that interaction. I'm super excited for that.
The 90s series, all I remember was, like, I remember Crystal and Johnny Storm looking through the shield. They're, like, stuck in the shield, like all the Inhumans. And Black Bolt just walked around the whole season, like, looking for weak spots. Like, every time he comes,
screams at it.
Yeah, the only person I got was Lockjaw, and, like, it would just be, like, Crystal and him staring at each other through their shield, and he would be, like, staring at the perimeter, like, touching stuff with his hands, looking for a weak spot.
Now, what I'm wondering now is who's going to end up with the, like, intergalactic defense. I forgot what their name or what their anagram is,
Sword.
There you
go.
Yeah,
Sword and Shield.
So I'm wondering who's going to end up with Sword first. If it's going to be if it's going to be the movie franchise or if it's going to be the TV series of things.
I'd like to see it in the movies.
The movie would be better. Yeah. Oh, did either of you two people or Cork watch Miss Pengreen's Home for Peculiar Children movie?
No.
No.
Never
I'm
mind.
An adult.
Never mind.
It looked like a weird Mary Poppins, and I didn't need that.
It was, but it was great-ish.
It looked like our first X-Men movie or something.
Basically.
Now, how do you guys feel about some of the contracts expiring and Marvel or Fox coming out and saying that they're going to do another X-Men reboot?
Fox. All right, here's the thing with Fox.
Just lost, like, a Wolverine's origin again.
I'll just go with this. As far as Fox goes, and all those guys, Hugh Jackman, they're all done. And they're going to recast them, and they can See, I guess if they want to reboot it, that's fine. I guess, what's the director, Bryan Singer? I don't think he's attached anymore to them since, like, Apocalypse didn't do that well. This is what I want to see him do. Reboot it, that's fine. But what I want to see is why not have Deadpool, like the first Deadpool movie, why not have that your start of your new rebooted franchise?
Yep.
Because you have a character like Deadpool already established. You have Colossus, a brand new actor playing Colossus, already established. Megasonic is awesome. You know, she's getting established. Bring in Cable, bring in X-Force, develop that series along, and then along the way, you bring in your X-Men series, and you have a new cast, you know, Cyclops.
That would definitely work.
And I think I'd want it to be a little more cartoony and a little more goofy this time, more in the vein of, like, the cartoon where, like, the Sentinels are these giant purple robots or whatever.
Yes, because right. The Sentinels haven't looked good to me yet.
No, not at all. And that's a good point, because in 2000, when the first X-Men came out, you couldn't do that. You couldn't put Wolverine in yellow. You couldn't put Cyclops in blue and yellow, wherever the hell he was in. You couldn't do stuff like that because these movies weren't established.
And they were really serious movies, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, where we're at now, you have Guardians of the Galaxy. You have a talking raccoon. You have a talking tree. Like, you can do stuff like that, and I want to see them do it.
Generation
I want
X.
My baby Groot.
I want Generation X, Gen X, Jubilee, and Mondo.
Yes, yes.
And Chamber, yeah, that'd be awesome. I love, like, I think that would be kind of goofy, too. And it's just a, yeah.
And I like,
I
want them to do what they did with Deadpool and just have a little fun, like, with the jokes. Like, Megasonic Teenage Warhead, oh, finish your tweet. And basically being my emo phase when I was 11. But
even Patrick Stewart had his moments during the movies. He was great.
Just have fun with it. Make it not so serious.
Now, before we head out, I wanted to ask you guys if you caught up on the last episode of Walking Dead.
I did.
How did you feel about it?
I did watch it. I got it. I have to think where I was at.
Negan is like...
Oh, it's great. I liked it. Because you were waiting to see how they're all reacting to it. You wanted to go back to the crew and see what's going on. You have to love the guy. He's evil, but you have to love him.
I love Negan for some weird reason. He's super charismatic, and I think that they couldn't have casted a better Negan.
No, he's awesome. Awesome.
I liked it. Because the other two episodes were a wash to me. This one was better. I wish the gun collector, what's-her-face, I wish she just sort of got Lucille off the chin. But that didn't happen. What else happened? It was a good episode.
It was a really rough one for me. I thought Carl was going to get it.
Yeah, he's a little, he's just like...
He's a little punk.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah, end him. You can end Carol. I can get rid of more people. I hope Lucille's so thirsty.
Right?
Yeah.
This was a rough one for me.
Yeah, it was better. It was a better one. I just hope I do not want them to ground Negan. If you find out 8 years ago he had a wife, he had a kid, they died in the mall and blah, blah, and he lost it, and now he's killing everyone, I don't want that. I don't want him grounded. I don't want to feel for him. I want him to be just who he is.
Well, how's the comic book? You guys know. How's the comic book?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a little bit more vulgar because he can be.
I don't know the comic book, so like, I'm sitting here very confused.
Some of the things he's, like, the more vulgar things he said on television that's pushed the line, that's nothing compared to the actual Negan. Like, he's... But they've really they've done a really good job capturing the spirit of him so far. He's this really brutal dude who's walking around with his bat, hitting people with his vampire bat. He actually thinks Lucille's a living inanimate object, and he treats her like a person.
And man, the last whisper into Rick's ear. I mean, the guy makes you laugh. Like, if anybody was like so happy about not, like, screwing someone over, like when he whispers in Rick's ear, like I'm like, holy man, like wow.
He's not messing around.
No, like,
I mean, he does. He reminds me, he's like the Joker of The Walking Dead. I love it.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I absolutely love it. Hey, really quick, before we go, I just got to mention something. Do you guys know who Cloak and Dagger is?
Yes.
Okay, did you hear about the Freeform ABC, or Freeform show they're coming out with in 2018?
No.
Okay, so really fast, Cloak and Dagger is getting their own show on Freeform, and it's connected into the Marvel Universe. That's pretty much all that's out there as of now, but I am extremely excited. I started reading Cloak and Dagger like 6 years ago, and I've always wanted to see some kind of adaptation of them on screen.
Yeah.
And we're getting it. And we are getting it, and I'm stoked. I can't wait.
Well, they better not screw it up like they screwed up Shadowhunters, just for the record.
You know what, though? I was telling Tim, I was like, I'll just check out the show. Freeform shows are all the same. There's Freeform Show 1, Freeform Show 2, 3, etc. But Cloak and Dagger, I feel like could work on it because of the way they cast people on Freeform and the way they develop their shows in Freeform.
They better.
I think it could work. Is Geeky News show open Friday on the holiday?
No, it might have to be.
I'll be here, so...
Black Friday? Why not? Because I don't want to get trampled.
Yeah.
So oh. I mean,
we might be out that Thursday night.
Yeah.
We'll figure something out.
No problem, guys. Well, thanks for calling in like we do every morning, or at least every Friday.
Yeah.
This was a lot of fun. I love having you guys call in.
Yeah.
We love it. We do. We love it. Thanks a lot.
All right. You guys have a good morning.
You too.
Bye.
That was Matt and Tim from the Not So Much About Us show on 89.9 KGRG giving you a little extra special geeky news this morning. We'll be back after Dwarf Invasion on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz. 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz.
What is with this music? I is confused.
It's time for the Love Connection. Baby making music right here is what it is. So it's time for the Love Connection where we scour the internet for some lonely souls out there who are, you know, just trying to find their better half in the world.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm terrified, but let's do this.
Awesome. So how often do you use your phone in the bathroom?
Never.
Never?
No, that's gross.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Let's pretend. Okay, I'll put on my basic hat. I use my phone all the time to stay updated on my Snapchat, even when I'm in the bathroom.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Because this guy accidentally swiped the wrong way on Tinder. Man for woman. This guy's wording is great. Hey, girl. Picture this. I'm on the toilet. Tindering hard like you know I do. When suddenly, bam! A sweet sugar-faced angel child baby doll honey pie shows up on my Tinder. I am so in awe of your gorgeousity, holy cow, that's a word, that I accidentally swipe left and drop a duke without even trying at the very same time. Instantly, my mind says, oh my god, what have I done? Just like David Bain in the classic and oh-so-adapt Talking Heads tune Once in a Lifetime, I am so depressed when I get off the toilet without even wiping and go lay down in a dark cupboard that I can squeeze myself into if I bend my legs just right and kind of wedge in there in a weird angle. I'll describe you to the best of my abilities. You are/were blonde, pretty, mid-20s. That's all I have to go off of. If this sounds like you, reply to this ad with your photo, cup size, bank account balance, and we'll see if we can make some magic happen like David Blaine. Does that sound like somebody you'd be attracted to? Would you reply to that ad?
I would probably insult something about them, then block them and burn my phone.
Fair enough.
And I would totally tell him that he's being sexist and it's not fair. He is repressing me as a woman by objectifying me.
Is this just a dude thing where people is like, are dudes the only ones who use the phone while they're dropping a number two?
No. Yes.
Pick one.
No, it's Basic B Quinn. She's here too. Basic B says yes. Non-Basic B Quinn says no.
So you do use your phone on while you're dropping the number two then?
Yes. I have a flip phone.
You can still play Snake or whatever, right?
Maybe.
All right. So let's go ahead and do this one.
Oh, no.
Lady at the funeral. Man for woman. I saw you at the funeral and I couldn't take my eyes off of you. I wanted you to look at me, but you couldn't. You just stayed in the corner. Your hair was blonde. I was wearing a dark suit. I brushed against your hand briefly, but you didn't react. You were like an angel in a room full of grief. The center of attention. I hope you have the keyboards in heaven so you can write me back. Awkward.
Cricket. I don't even know what I would say to that.
Do you know what he's talking about?
He's talking about the chick in the corpse.
He's talking about the chick in the coffin, yeah.
Exactly. That's why I say I have nothing I know to say. Just, oh my god.
That went from 0 to 100 real quick. Wow.
Oh. My. Goodness. And that's all Basic B Quinn is going to say.
All right. Now, this one's actually a little geeky themed one.
Yay!
San Diego Comic-Con men's bathroom.
No.
Me, horse costume. You, chicken mask. We made out in the second stall in the men's room outside Hall D. Same place next year. I'll be in the llama costume.
What? All right, let's get freaky on it.
Right? Like
up in this mamma jamma.
I guess that's not an uncommon thing for like geeks to meet up and make out at a con.
No. I've seen it happen.
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
And then the last one I got, I'll still take you, even with your rap sheet, man for woman. 38, home alone on the internet. Holly, I saw your picture today in the mugshots on Tribune's website. You look fantastic, especially for a girl who's just been busted for pot. I believe that every girl deserves a second chance, and I want to be the guy who gives it to you. Please write back and let me know when you're free. I'm willing to wait 30 to 60 days if that's what it takes. I mean, if that's not romance, I don't know what is.
Yes, that's the purest form of love. It's even more pure than the taco and the unicorn people I saw making out at a con once.
Well, you know, you gotta wait for them, right? They're in prison. You gotta wait for your true love.
Yes, your true love of pot.
I'm not gonna judge.
Exactly.
This is the Love Connection on 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz.
Yeah, y'all.
If you've ever had an unfortunate message sent into your DMs, if you've ever had a misconnection, you want us to, you know, help you reach out and help you find your true love, hit us up at TheBuzzKGRG on Twitter, on Facebook, or you can email us. If you want to be anonymous, we'll keep you anonymous. That's TheBuzz@KGRG.com.
Bye.
We'll be back with a six-pack after Hope by Marsalis.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, today's rock. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and crack open a six-pack with The Buzz.
Six-pack. 89.9 KGRG FM, you're listening to The Buzz.
KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Sumner Lake Taps 89.3 FM.
That too.
Hey, phrasing!
Did I do it?
Close enough.
What did I miss?
Nothing. But it's time for your six-pack. We're doing it a little early, but you know, why not? It's going to be a bit of a short show this morning, so whatever.
Yeah.
Our six-pack is our top six list of things that are awesome, sometimes not so awesome. This morning, definitely not so awesome. So I'm going to start off with this. Quinn, have you had your first job yet?
Does this count?
I guess.
Then yes.
Nice. How much has it sucked?
How much does it suck?
Yes.
It doesn't suck. Oh, it sucks a little bit because I have to get up really early. But other than that, I absolutely love it. Which is why I recommend that you sign up for Journalism 110. And you can get more information about that at greenriver.edu.
Woo! Registration's open now. It's filling fast. But this morning's six-pack is going to be the top six ancient jobs that sucked big time.
Yes, tell me more.
Well, let's start off with number six. That's typically a good place to start, right?
Yeah, number six, yeah. We go number six, then number three, then number five, then number two, and then, yeah, that's how it goes, right?
Yep. So number six is a nomenclator.
What now?
The nomenclator held a vitally important job. He was effectively a living human calculator / address book. Now, these days, we have our iPhones and our Blackberries and all manner of digital devices that remember the people that we are introduced to at meetings, or more embarrassingly, those that we meet when we're drunk at a work party. We all, no doubt, had that experience where we met a person, take down their number and name, promise to contact them soon, and then in the sober light of day, wonder who the hell they are.
Exactly.
The ancients had a much better way of dealing with this. They dragged the slave around to their parties and forced them to remember the names and numbers. Now, the most important difference between the iPhone and the nomenclator is that the nomenclator could tell you who the guy was, what you talked about, and whether he was worth contacting. He can also clarify whether the gorgeous lady you met and was made gorgeous by beer goggles or not.
Exactly. Even the Incans knew how to party.
So, would this be a job you'd be interested in? Now, you'd have to go to parties. You wouldn't be a slave. You'd actually be paid.
Okay.
You'd follow this guy around. You'd have to keep track of everybody they met, take down their information. If you're at a party, you can't party down. It's all business all the time.
Maybe. I might do it as a side gig when I'm really desperate for cash, but other than that, I have a really bad memory and I need a smartphone, so no.
You don't have a smartphone,
I'd need to get one for that job.
Right? Number five. An Ornitrix. Do you know what an Ornitrix is?
It sounds vaguely familiar.
Have you gotten your hair cut recently?
Uh-uh.
Me either. Because if you have, an Ornitrix is a hairdresser.
Oh, that's why I knew it.
And the job of a hairdresser, or an Ornitrix, is so often looked down upon these days, and it was no less so in ancient times.
Mm.
But honestly, a modern hairdresser really ought to appreciate her job, because she has so much better than it ever was in the past. Picture this. Your imperial queen is balding and blonde, but the fashion this week is dark, lustrous locks. For today, you just shove a wig on the lady and glue in some extensions, right?
Yeah.
This was sadly not an option back in the day for a work-weary Ornitrix. In order to provide your mistress with her coal-colored mane, you had to work with a mixture of bile, rotten leeches, and squid ink.
Ew!
And the rotten leeches are made for especially rich black. But it gets worse. Occasionally, fashion would demand for blonde hair, and your mistress was a natural brunette. There was no peroxide back in those days. To get rid of those lovely golden hue, you had to mix pigeon poop and ashes together in the hopes that the chemical combination would strip out the healthy color of her hair. And you know how to dye hair, right?
Yeah, I do my own.
Do you know how you have to set the dye, right?
I don't really set my dye because I just bleach my ends with like baking soda and peroxide.
So you use baking soda then. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, if you wanted to set the color for the pigeon poo and ash combination, you had to pee on her hair.
I knew you were going to go there.
Yep.
Was it like, do you collect it in a bowl or do you just pop a squat over her head?
I don't know.
That's my main question.
I could only assume like you had to just sort of, I think you had a reserve because like if you had to pee on demand, you'd eventually run out, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you were good at your job.
I wonder how people smelled back then.
Pigeon poop and people pee.
Yeah, I'm guessing it was their version of Calvin Klein perfume.
Number four, a winemaker.
No.
Right?
It sounds good, but I have a feeling that there's some sort of dark side.
Well, what job could be better than a winemaker? Harvesting grapes in the early hours while the dew is still drips from the vine, pressing the fat grapes with one's feet while singing a baldy epic song, and finally, after fermentation, drinking the delicious wine on the terrace of an evening.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Well, drinking, would you drink wine that was laced with lead, though?
Hell no.
Well, unfortunately, the ancient Romans didn't understand the dangers of lead, and they regularly sweetened their wine with the sugar of lead. Much in the same way we fill our drinks with a variety of cancer-causing sugar replacements these days, like those not sugar substitutes.
No.
To make matters worse, they often served their lead wine in lead cups. The average Roman who enjoyed a quaff or two consumed up to 1 gram of lead per day.
Good for him.
And that's your average Roman.
That's
if you're the actual winemaker, you're consuming more, right? Because you're constantly testing your own wine.
They were getting lit.
They're getting lead.
Yep.
Those are top six worst jobs ever. We got numbers 3, 2, and 1. That was number 6, 5, and 4. We got 3, 2, and 1 coming up after Little Richie being in As an Ocean, 89.9 KGRG.
Yeah!
This is The Buzz.
And now, back to the six-pack.
89.9 KGRG FM, you're listening to The Buzz. We're in the middle of our six-pack, our top six list of things that are awesome, sometimes not so awesome.
Yeah.
This morning, definitely not so awesome, is the top six ancient jobs that sucked. Big time. Just a quick recap. Number six was a nomenclator, so somebody who is paid to follow. Well, these people were slaves, but nowadays they'd be paid, hopefully.
Hopefully.
They follow around whatever nobility they're hired by and take names and keep track of who they talk to and all that junk.
Yep.
That way you don't have to. Number five was an Ornitrix, a.k.a. a hairdresser, because, you know, nothing's great, or what isn't great, about having to pee on people and put bird poop in their hair, right?
Definitely.
If I hated the person, I think I'd like it, but not day to day. And then number four there was a winemaker, at least a Roman winemaker, because They use lead in everything. It's the spice of life, right?
Yeah.
Screw lead poisoning.
Screw it.
So we're going to get into number three. Number three is a pregustator. I'm sorry if I'm just butchered that word.
A what now?
A pregustator.
Pregustator?
Pregustator. In other words, a taster.
Following
on from wine, we have food. Now, who wouldn't want to be paid a handsome sum every day for doing nothing but chowing down on the emperor's dinner? Daily tastes of peacock, swamp hen, wild boar, and the list is virtually endless. But as is expected on this list, there's a caveat. Most of the emperors were jerks, and a lot of people wanted them dead. And in those days, before guns or the possibility of getting close enough to fire a bow and arrow, the easiest way to kill someone was to poison them. So forgetting the lead-laced wine, which would have eventually taken its toll anyways, the emperors were certain to be dished up on a plate of some rancid poisonous delicacies that at least once or twice in their career. Herein steps in pregustators, the pre-tasters. These poor schmucks were the guys who had to have a mouthful of everything the emperor was planning to eat. Needless to say, history has shown that the more pre-tasters died than emperors.
Okay.
So you show up to work. Your boss says, "Eat this for me,"
and it could be poison.
It could be poison. It could be. It might not be. It really depends on how big of a jerk your boss is. Most of the time, these bosses were pretty big jerks.
Yeah.
Would you take this job?
Hell no!
Would you take it nowadays with modern medicine, knowing that you might be okay?
Nope.
Fair enough. Let's go ahead and do number two. An armpit plucker.
I'm sorry?
An armpit plucker.
Is it self-explanatory?
Pretty much.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
Unfortunately, it's not a new thing. The ancients were incredibly fond of their sports. Often naked or with nothing on but a foreskin gripper. Because these athletes were working out all day in the hot sun and were aware of the natural ability of hair to retain unpleasant odors. The men, young and old, went through a daily routine of having their underarm hairs plucked out by an armpit plucker.
No.
After all, they were most likely to spend the evening in a very close company with others in the public baths. Now, your armpit plucker was not the same as a modern beautician who plucks eyebrows. These were professionals who were dealing with incredibly hairy armpits full of smells and that one does not want to think about at all. No amount of GAPA could prepare you for this job.
No, it really, 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 really couldn't.
Like, gross dude armpits? No, thank you. I don't want anybody to be around my armpits, because that would be painful, and I wouldn't wish that upon anybody else. Because this is also before deodorant.
Oh!
This is their form of deodorant.
Oh! No!
So you go out, you wrestle nude, and then you go back, and you have your armpits plucked. Think of it like shaving your legs, only grosser.
Exactly. Ew.
And then number one, this one's great.
Oh no.
A dentist.
That's a horrible job and I will never want it.
Imagine the mouths of the Romans who didn't brush their teeth, ate crap loads of rotten fish sauce, and spent a huge amount of time feasting and vomiting. Now imagine one with an abscess or a toothache and being the dentist who had to deal with that. Now none of us who are very fond of food or wine are okay, as it was commonly used as an anesthetic. But when things got really bad, the poor dentist had to take drastic measures. This sadly involved taking a red-hot poker to the gums after the tooth was ripped out and stuffing more rotten fish into the resulting charred hole. But one couldn't help but wonder who had it worse, the dentist or the patient. So, no anesthetic. Yeah, you're elbow deep in this dude's mouth, man. He hasn't brushed ever.
No!
Literally ever. Homeboy spends his entire day, again, wrestling naked, getting his arm pairs plucked out, and then, going home and getting turned.
No.
I feel sorry for modern dentists because people still get cavities, and there's still some really, really gross rotting mouths out there, right?
Yes.
So, again, imagine just being that guy who's just having to deal with that.
I'm not going to do it.
I wouldn't blame you. I wouldn't either. And these are a hell of a lot better than my first job.
What was your first job?
I worked at the barbecue joint.
Oh, no.
I started off, like, bussing tables and, cleaning off trays, that sort of thing. I can tell you, people are friggin' animals.
They are.
Especially at a fair when they don't care. You're sitting outside eating, and they're just messy everywhere. You get sauce everywhere. It's gross. Because
no.
You know some of it fell out of their mouth, too. Then from there, I went up to the corn roaster. So it's this giant machine that rotates baskets full of corn, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this thing's hot, like over 400 degrees, and it takes over an hour for the corn to go through. Once it goes through, you have to reach your hand in there and pull it out. And these baskets are metal, so if any part of your wrist hits those metal baskets, you just melted your gloves to your skin. It was awful and painful, and it was always hot outside.
No.
It was an okay first job, and it got me job experience. And it wasn't nearly as bad as these, and I got a ton of free food. That was the perk.
Well,
but
yeah, but
it was rough times when I could get hours. So that was your six-pack of the top six ancient jobs that sucked big time on 89.9 KGRG. We'll be back with the news. You're listening to The Buzz.
Okay.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by The Worst Christmas Ever 2 at Real Art Tacoma on December 23rd. Wear your ugly Christmas sweater while you listen to local bands like Into the Flood, Imperion, and more cover your favorite new metal songs. For more information, you can visit realarttacoma.com. That's realarttacoma.com.
Yeah!
Woo!
Hey everyone, it's H. Quinn, and I'm here for your 7:30 news. Ain't it awesome? I know you look forward to this. I know you do.
Yes!
All right, so we're going to start off. A waitress in Trussville, Alabama, received a $330 tip.
Yo!
For a meal of $26. The meal came with a card for Faith Community Fellowship Church, and it was a random act of kindness. The waitress was inspired to use the money and paid for a few people's meals through the drive-thru, then gave them a certain amount of money and told them to use it till it ran out and pass on the kindness.
I'm buying a pair of new shoes.
I know, right? The UW Bothell has just unveiled their new online reporting system.
Reporting for what?
It allows students to fill out a form if they have been the target of bias or hate speech.
Okay.
Then the campus will deploy resources to continue. It was based because of a story that three young Muslim women were in a parking garage recently and were approached by some man who demanded that they remove their hijabs or they would be physically assaulted.
Oh.
Yep.
That's not cool.
So the campus is encouraging students to use this clinic because of how dangerous it is and also to report protests that are being very... not good. Let's just say that.
When it comes to that sort of thing, or those things in general, like, campuses and workplaces always have resources for those sort of things.
Yes.
Like, visit your HR department, contact your administration office. Typically, there's, like, a student, like, affairs office or something like that they can talk to somebody to. If you've ever been accosted in any way, or if somebody's making you feel uncomfortable, or if you notice something's out of the ordinary, there's always programs at campuses and workplaces that you can talk to somebody about it. Whether you feel concerned for somebody or you feel concerned about somebody, and 9 times out of 10, or like 99% of the time, these things are anonymous. So if you report somebody, they're not going to be like, that person said it.
Exactly.
Unless it's under certain circumstances.
Especially here at Green River, we have the red flag system.
Exactly.
And it's very useful. And our final news story, President-elect Trump has picked Jeff Sessions for Attorney General.
Now, do you know what this means?
It's not really clear. No one's really explained to me what the Attorney General does, and the article I got this from didn't make it very clear either.
So, think of it like the lawyer for the government.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Okay.
I got bogged down all the legal terms. But yes, Donald Trump has offered the job of Attorney General to the nation's top law enforcement official, Republican Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, according to the Associated Press and NBC News. They first reported on Friday that he was picked for the senior cabinet posting after meeting with the president-elect on Thursday.
Now, do you know why this is a big deal?
Because he's a Republican Attorney General and he's the one who's responsible for getting our government out of things.
Not getting the government out of things, but more shaping policies.
Same thing. Not so, same thing. You know what I mean.
Yeah, so when somebody goes to court, especially on issues like whether or not something's constitutional, if there's a new bill passed or a new law passed and somebody wants to argue against it, if the government does get sued, he's the one who has to go to court. Yeah. And depending on what that person is and what their personal beliefs are and how it lines up with the current administration, that shapes how the government works.
Exactly.
So any sort of appointment that our president-elect makes is a huge deal because it starts giving you a broader picture of how the government's going to work for the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm. It seems we are leaning more towards the Republican side of things.
Well, yeah. I doubt they're going to appoint a Democrat.
Yeah.
But anyways.
All right. And for your sports, last night, the Panthers won. The predictions were all right. And tonight, there is no one playing because it's Friday and the computer isn't working to tell me
yes!
for the weekend. You know what I'm saying. Here we go. Computer, can you cooperate with me? There we go. All right. On Sunday, we have the Steelers versus the Orange Hat. They have the Orange
Hat.
They
have the Orange Hat?
The Browns. The Browns. They're the Browns, yes.
The Browns and the Orange Hats.
Yes. We have the Ravens against Dallas. We have the Jacksonville versus Detroit. We have Tennessee versus the Colts. We have the Buffaloes next to the Cincinnati something I don't know, but it has stripes on it.
Excellent.
And if you want more information on this, because there's so many that are playing this Sunday, you can go on ESPN.com, like always.
Woo!
What do I have to do now? Oh, yes! Yes, weather! I know what I'm doing! LOL! JK! Right now it is 39 degrees, but it feels like it's zero. Our high.
Right?
Today we have a high of 55, a low of 44 with a 50% chance of rain. Saturday a high of 59, a low of 47. Sunday a high of 57. Really quick for your traffic, the I-5 southbound on-ramp from Mercer Street on the left lane is still closed due to maintenance. Traffic's getting pretty green unless you're going down the South 405. If you're coming up north or going down south on the 160 from Kent, you're going to be parking. Same on the 405, but the 405 always sucks this time of day. Flammable cargo is still prohibited.
No way.
No way. I know, right? So you can't just, I don't know, light some pot on fire and try and get everyone lit.
So you can't smoke your big fat cigar while you're driving down your new
sports car. You can smoke your big fat cigar, but you can't have like a bag full of weed lit on fire and drive down the highway.
Okay.
I'm guessing that this is just sort of, you know what I'm saying. A basic thing.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
All right, everyone, that's H. Quint. I will not be back for the remainder of, if this show is going to continue after I leave, I don't know. I will not be back until noon when you can catch me from noon to one on my shifty thingy that I do, doing air breaks, talking to you guys.
Fun.
About pajamas and potatoes.
I'll still be here taking your requests at 253-833-5004 all morning long until 9 o'clock.
Yeah!
That's news on 89.9 KGRG. Listen to the buzz. We'll be back after Beartooth.